Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's DJV Health. This is Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in this hour. Ken's from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, expert in all things cardiological. But actually, he's got a wide-ranging knowledge of what's going on inside of your body. So if you ever need a good consult, he's the guy to go to. A lot of people get good advice from him, and he gives good advice. So if you want to contact him, 352-735-1400. If you're new to the program, I'll repeat that at the end, because maybe you don't know how good he is until you listen to him talk about some of the medical issues of the day. He does a lot of research for his own practice at Lake Cardiology, and he passes along his findings in conversational form here when we get together every week. And as usual, COVID sort of is at the top of the heap here, and as someone who is older than 65, I guess we talked a couple of weeks ago when I went in to get the shot and was turned away because the CDC says we'll lose our license if we give you a shot. It's not about protecting the American people. It's about doing process. So now, at least, if you're over 65, if I read this correctly, Ken, you get the booster, right?
Well, Doug, the government has approved your ability to get the booster vaccine. As of Wednesday this past week, they listened to the exact recommendation that their group they got together of so-called experts, who last week recommended that those 65 and older, those with high risk factors for getting severe COVID-19, and anybody in a profession that is exposed with high risk to getting COVID-19, those subgroups of people are now eligible for the third vaccine. And interestingly, unlike the Israelis have brought down the eligibility for the third shot to anyone who's gotten their second shot. Within 6 months, can get a third shot in Israel. And in America, we've been more selective right now. And what has happened, it appears that the committee, when they made their recommendation to the FDA last week, the committee decided to try to prevent severe COVID-19 hospitalizations and death, whereas the Israelis appear to want to prevent any COVID-19. And that's why people are confused why the Israelis and America have a different recommendation regarding the third shot.
Well, there's a good reason for being confused. There's no reason for the confusion other than government bureaucracy. Too many people with too many hands in the pie. That's my read on it. You got the NIH, you have the FDA, you have the CDC, and they're all tripping over each other. And they don't, you know, it sounds foolish. We just have way too much government. And this is another example of how it could have been a very simple, okay, this is what the recommendation is, let's do it. That could have been done a week ago when the recommendation was made. And frankly, most people knew, because of what's going on in Israel, Ken, that it was okay to do this at 6 months. They knew that weeks ago. And yet we stumble and fumble and try to justify all of this bureaucracy with these nonsensical meetings and, what you know is what you know. And what is clear is that booster was effective and ready at least a month ago. And how many people have gotten sick or died because they didn't get that shot? And it's all because of government bungling. It's just unacceptable. All right, so that's my comment, and maybe I didn't need to make it, but yeah, I think I did, actually. So, next, the story of whether women who are pregnant should get the vaccine. That's been, I think, ruled upon, and the answer was yes. So what happens to the vaccine? Is it just the mother, or does the baby have the benefit of the shot as well?
Well, In August, as you were alluding to, we learned from a good study that it was safe to give vaccine to a pregnant woman. And what we learned this week out of the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Maternal Fetal Medicine, boy, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
In that medical journal, we learned that actually antibody gets passed from mom to child when it's given to a pregnant woman. So actually the best way to get antibody to the fetus is to vaccinate a pregnant woman. So here's just more benefit. Ladies, when you're pregnant, get vaccinated while you're pregnant because you'll pass additional antibody not only to yourself, but also to your future child.
Mm-hmm. All right. That sounds like good news. Now, there's been a lot of focus on children, Ken, and people looking at 5 to 12, youngsters getting shots. And apparently there's some concern, as ought to be the case, I guess, for some of these older children who have chronic diseases. Are they in first in line in the queue? Should they be because they're more at risk?
Well, just to back up a second, Pfizer did announce this past week the results of their study using a lower dose of the two shots. Pfizer announced that the COVID-19 vaccine is both safe and effective in children ages 5 to 11. They got antibody responses with half the dose, as you see in older kids and 20-year-old adults. So this is very encouraging, and this data will be presented to the FDA, and at some point they will probably get an approval for this age group coming up. Mm-hmm. But where you are headed is trying to figure out who in this age group are at risk of getting severe COVID-19 or who are at risk of being admitted to the hospital. This comes out of the Journal of Hospital Medicine this week, that older kids and those with chronic diseases, they're at higher risk for severe COVID-19, and the risk factors appear to be obesity, diabetes, and neurological problems. These are the kids who are going to be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 and admitted.
So that's not new, though, is it? That information seems to be
That's ringing in your ears because you heard it in adults. It's new that we now have isolated it in children. Those are the risk factors.
Okay, got it. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. We continue with more research, more info, more things to know about what's been studied regarding COVID as we continue here on this week's episode. Let me help you. Ken was just talking about being overweight, helping those who are overweight. This sounds like I've been beating this drum for a long time, and I guess I really have. But it seems to be an effective message because more and more people are going to toploss.com. More and more people are understanding what Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, can do, not only to help them lose weight, but to keep it off. See, I think that's the most significant contribution here. Calitrin is the all-natural, healthy choice to help you lose that weight and keep it off safely. So if you want the best for you and your family, maybe other people in your family need to be on this program as well. However it is, let them know what's going on. There certainly is there's so much information around now. Ken, as a cardiologist, talks about these things, what the dangers are of getting diabetes, that sort of stuff. It's just dangerous to be overweight, and so many Americans are, so let's make sure that you at least know what the options are here. You can lose inches, lose pounds. You'll sleep better, of course. It's good for your digestion as well because of the ingredients. So check it out. Calitrin may be procured by going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code for $10 off coupon. For every bottle that you buy, you get $10 off using the discount code DJV and no shipping. Just try this. It works. 86% success rate. So if it doesn't work, get your money back. Pretty simple. To help yourself get healthy, go to toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Back with Dr. Ken here, and the focus on this week's information, much of it has to do with COVID. There's a study on monoclonal antibodies and what that does to hospitalizations and death risks. Ken, do we need to once again remind people what a monoclonal antibody is?
The monoclonal antibodies are therapy, not the vaccine, but this is the therapy giving you what your immune system would actually make if it was properly vaccinated and had time to respond to the virus. And this is what saved the life of President Trump. Regeneron was the first. There's now several of them, Eli and other companies, where we actually, it's an IV infusion of the actual antibody specifically against the virus, and it selectively destroys the virus, and very effective. And the news out, a big study showing that the monoclonal antibodies reduce COVID-19 hospitalization and death risk. This was in JAMA Network Open this week. And the important thing is that if you're at high risk for getting severe COVID-19, then and you have any evidence of having COVID-19, go get this IV infusion. It can save your life. It can prevent a hospitalization for you. And, you know, we know in Florida, these clinics are being set up. Our governor took a lot of heat, but this report out study published this week has validated him in a big way. And then they're playing politics with taking away our supply. Just really sad. But the point is the good medicine is that this is very effective.
What a surprise. Politics being played in this. It's pretty disgusting. You know, I was looking at and listening to our podcast from last week when we were talking about how the FDA was dragging their feet approving the booster. And it brings around people listening to the podcast during the week that don't get to listen to the whole program. You can find it, by the way, at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. But it's a reminder of how quickly all of this stuff changes. You know, we talk about from week to week things, access to COVID vaccines, that's changed. The CDC recommendations change. So you can bring yourself up to date, but do it quickly because this stuff changes as quickly. It's just changing every day. And that's another reflection, I think, on leadership. That's just my two cents. Okay. Next up, whether or not COVID-19, the whole business about increased risk for severe breakthroughs, that's up next here.
there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, this study, and I asked for clarification, the people who are at increased risk, who are they if they've had the shots? I guess that's what the study is looking at, right? If you've had the shots and you still get it, who are the people most likely to get it?
Well, breakthrough is a term that doctors use for those who get COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. You know, you wait 2 weeks after your second shot, and you would think you're adequately vaccinated, you're protected, but then you get COVID-19. So how does this happen? This is called breakthrough. And most people who've been getting breakthrough have been getting mild illnesses, but there is a small group of people who get severe COVID-19 as a breakthrough and get hospitalized with their breakthrough, and they're in the hospital after being fully vaccinated. And this important study out of the British Medical Journal this week discussed which people are at increased risk for severe breakthrough COVID-19. And what we learned, Doug, the most vulnerable are those who are immunosuppressed from chemotherapy, they've had a recent bone marrow or solid organ transplant, or they have HIV/AIDS. Also at risk are people with neurologic disorders such as dementia and Parkinson's disease, nursing home residents, and those with chronic disorders, including Down syndrome.
Wow. Hunga bunga.
Those people especially should mask and social distance even after they've had their second shot. And they especially, if they're under 65, need the booster.
All right. Long haul COVID in children. It's a 3-month cycle. Is that more or less than adults?
Less. This is some good news because long haul is the symptoms of COVID-19 last beyond 1 month. And even in the troubling thing about long haul is that even in people who have mild COVID-19, about 10% still get long haul COVID-19, and about 25% of people hospitalized get long haul COVID-19. And some good news this week out of the Medical Journal, Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, is that in kids, long haul typically ends within 3 months. Most of the common symptoms of long haul COVID-19 are over between the 4 to 12 week interval. The most common symptoms for children for long haul include headache, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, and abdominal pain. The symptoms in adults are a little more broad. But the good news is for children, most of the long haul is done in 3 months. And this is not true in adults.
All right. I saw a report that COVID could cause erectile dysfunction. If you have, is there scientific evidence of this, or is this just somebody asking a question and not getting an answer or getting the wrong answer? What do you know about COVID causing erectile dysfunction in men?
COVID-19, this is long haulers. Long haulers can cause issues from head to toe. It can affect neurologically. It can affect the circulation. So it can, I know people who are losing their hair. So it can affect dermatological skin areas. It can affect anywhere, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys. So it absolutely could affect the circulation to the erectile areas and interfere with the that process and cause erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, because if you don't have any oxygen down there, you're not going to be able to
have any sex. It's mostly all circulation.
Right. So would you have to go to a urologist to have that checked out? Or
absolutely.
Two and two is four under the circumstances.
I would definitely see a urologist and try to figure out what should be, what can be done, and definitely talk to the urologist.
But there is a plausible relationship between COVID-19 and ED. Okay, so that's what I wanted to kind of get.
It's definitely possible because of its effect on circulation anywhere in the body.
All right, you're listening to DJV Health. Dr. Ken, back in a moment.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I'd seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry. And just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
He hasn't been seen in more than a week after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, turned up dead on Sunday. The two were on a cross-country road trip last month when Brian returned home to Northport, Florida, alone. Wednesday, a federal grand jury in Wyoming indicted Laundrie on charges he used her credit card following her disappearance. The FBI, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, continue to search for Laundrie as he remains a person of interest in Petito's homicide investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The chair of NASA's independent safety panel blasted Congress for not designating a federal agency to spearhead space traffic management. Chairwoman Patricia Sanders, a former Department of Defense senior executive and NASA's safety and advisory panel, has called on Congress to increase oversight of growing space traffic for years, but to no avail. Congressman Don Beyer from Virginia, chairman of the House Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, said that he and others in Congress are working on the issue. Beyer told United Press International, "They're right, this has to be done quickly because we're going to see a lot more traffic soon. We are scheduled to take this up in October, and the hope is that we will have a bill by the end of the year." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Back with another half hour. Let's get off of COVID here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Fabulous place to go for vacation. Get yourself checked out while you're there. His office certainly available and very easy to deal with. You can give him a buzz at the office at 352-735-1400 to visit him in person. A lot of people listening in Florida to this program, help yourself, or you can have a telemedicine connection with Ken. 352-735-1400. All right, while we're talking about drugs and stuff, I see that Pfizer has recalled Chantix, one of the most heavily advertised products in the history of the drug era. What's the problem? Why? This bothers me and a lot of other people, because here they have this thing that was approved, and everybody's using it, or lots and lots and lots of people are using it, and it's not good for you.
Well, apparently there's been a potential carcinogen identified in recent lot production, a nitrosamine, and it has been recalled. So if you know anyone using Chantix, stop, talk to the doctor about alternatives.
Is that ingredient in most of the smoking, the anti-smoking, or whatever you want to call it, stop smoking drugs, because there are others on the market, are there not?
Absolutely. It's not across the board used. And in fact, the recommendation coming out of the recall is to talk to the doctor about an alternative therapy. So I sure hope it's not, and the expectation is not. And, you're seeing drugs getting recalled over the last few years because they're looking for these actual items in the production. And so, you know, the good news is they're looking. The bad news is, why didn't they find them earlier? And this is not a pleasant thing to find out about, obviously.
No, but
sad.
So what about
this.
So then what's your recommendation? What's Ken Kronhaus's recommendation for people? You come, you have dozens of people that see you in your office every day at Lake Cardiology. They have many of them heart problems that are caused by smoking. So if people come to you and they're still smoking and they got heart problems, what do you tell them to do?
I obviously tell them to stop. But the question is, what you're asking me really is, how do you stop?
Right. And that's what I'm asking.
We used to think, you know, you go back a few years ago, the best way to do it was to auto-taper yourself, to wean yourself off. Recent studies unexpectedly show that cold turkey works the best. And then we also know there are genetic types that will smoke till their last breath in the intensive
right.
care unit.
My mother was that. She died.
Can't
she had a cigarette. She died
yes.
at 50, and she had a cigarette like 10 minutes before she died.
And that is genetically based. So what I recommend to patients is they first decide they want to stop. And sometimes that takes working with a therapist to actually want to stop. Because if somebody doesn't want to stop, you can do everything possible and they're not going to stop. And so it has to first come from the patient. You know, you obviously, as a preventive cardiologist, explain to them the benefit. You know, unless they've been asleep for 40 years, they know they need to stop. And that, but the key is that the smoker wants to stop. And if they're not there yet, sometimes getting them to a good therapist can help them understand and make that move. But once they decide they want to stop, there's plenty of options still available, from cold turkey to auto wean, self wean, to nicotine patches, to Wellbutrin, to hypnosis, to other things, to even the needles, you know, whatever. There's many options, but the key is trying to get people to want to stop.
It's tough. And the government supports the tobacco industry to kill people. And then we support the drug industry to help people from dying because they've smoked. What an insidious, insulting, idiotic system. And, you know, they say it's the best, but the common sense here, you can see how our influence individually is so much less than the collective of people that have drugs, or they selling cancer in a stick, you know, all that stuff. They have a lot more impact than you and me do individually, that's for sure.
Well, it's very confusing to the consumer, because marijuana is just as bad for the lungs as cigarettes. And, you know, the word people are getting
legalized.
Cigarettes bad and marijuana good. That, you know, that doesn't make any sense either.
I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. There are some people who confuse marijuana and CBD and hemp and stuff in terms of the benefits.
I'm talking about recreational.
Yeah, I know you are.
Smoking
right.
marijuana.
Yeah,
that's as bad or worse for you medically.
Isn't any good for you.
Than using cigarettes.
People make strange choices.
Cigarettes good, bad, and marijuana good. It makes no sense.
Well, I don't know where that message is. I guess it's around because a lot of people are selling it. You give me those informational tidbits from time to time because I'm involved in the cannabis business in terms of saving my farm. And it looks like now I may not be, so I'll be back there. I'll be a good guy again. Here's another study. It's pretty interesting, and I don't know that you've gone to the Journal of Industrial Medicine for many things for us to think about, but the most dangerous jobs in America. I used to think that it was being a broadcaster, but I guess that's not the case.
the ceiling will fall in, or they'll come get you for what you've been saying lately.
There's plenty of threats on that line, yep.
They may put you in handcuffs for some of the comments you're making these days.
Yeah.
But we'll bail you out. But this comes out of the American Journal of Industrial Medicine this week, and they yearly update us on, based on the facts, what the most dangerous jobs are in America. And this year, which it usually is, logging and landscaping appear to be the most dangerous jobs.
Well, farming's usually in there someplace, too. In terms of dangerous
a little bit
jobs.
Down the line, but in terms of the top is logging and landscaping.
Think about
farming is probably not too far down, I bet.
No, it isn't. But think about it. I have a logger who I partner with on my farm, and he's got these big boom trucks that go 100 feet into the air. I would no more want to get on one of those things, but he's Canadian, and Canadians love heights. For some reason. You know those towers, the television towers, radio towers you see all over the place?
Yes.
There isn't one single American company that exists that will maintain those towers. They're all Canadians. And they're usually Canadian. They're usually from Alberta, Saskatchewan. They're usually the natives. And they're not afraid of anything. would seem anyway. So there's look out for loggers. All right, Dr. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments. A reminder now about how wonderful the product line is, the whole product line at MyPillow. I'm often asked to specify. The people at MyPillow say, okay, pick one thing and talk about it. Just one. And then I might go down that street for a while, talk about the towels and how great they are, and then I'll make some reference to the pillows and the pillowcases and the sheets and all the things that help make your night's rest really great. These Giza Dream Sheets, the best in the world. They really have done a wonderful job there in the factory. By the way, everything that comes out of that factory, everything is made in America with American products, American know-how, American labor. And so for the people who say, oh, I don't want to buy from that guy because he's crazy, that's not the focus. The focus is on the 1,600 or 1,700 people that are working in that plant to produce a good American product. That's the focus. And these Giza Dream Sheets are absolutely fabulous. Get two sets for the price of one right now. Free shipping also using the DJV code. But anytime you need a new pillow, and all kinds of pillows, not just pillows that you sleep on, but taking the car, or you've got pillows that are on your, probably on your divan or on your couch. They all have them in the product catalog at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out for discounts from 30 to 66%. And right now, again, two sets of Giza Dream Sheets, one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. If you see something, say something is more than just a slogan. It's how we protect our communities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
To keep our communities safe, it's important for us to stay alert and report suspicious activity. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency. Be ready to describe what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why it was suspicious.
September 25th marks the 4th annual If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day, and DHS is encouraging everyone to participate.
Use hashtag CSayDay to post on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook to share why recognizing and reporting suspicious activity is important to you. You can also visit our website for more ideas and share important resources to inform others.
To learn more, visit dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, a medical professional, patient's best friend. Here's a study. This is where Ken and I get together to talk about all of these, the effects of some of the studies, how you interpret them, what can be gleaned from them that'll help you out. So here's an example of that. Too much free time apparently drains your sense of well-being. This comes from my playbook almost, because I think, what's the old expression, an empty mind is the devil's workshop or something that's close to that. I know people ask me all the time, well, at your age, why aren't you slowing down? I don't think it's healthy. I think you keep moving, and that's what I say to people. I just keep moving, keep doing. I don't have any free time, or not much. So I have a good sense of self and a good sense of purpose, but I get a lot of free time. What does this study show, Ken?
You're threading the needle well.
Maybe I've answered my own question.
You've definitely answered it. You don't want to have too much or too little. Too much and the stress is overwhelming. Too little and you're bored. And the mind needs to be constantly stimulated. It's like working a muscle and it stays effective and will work long into very old age when you do what you advocated.
There is a study on dairy fat, which may not be as bad as was originally thought. This is probably good for people like me that like to drink milk, chocolate milk, and also have a little ice cream here and there, maybe more than a little more than a little. So what's the scoop? Pardon the pun.
Yeah, this is out of PLOS Medicine.
Did you hear what I was doing there, Ken? Did you hear that?
I did.
What's the scoop? Yeah.
People, Doug, with diets high in dairy fat, they're at lower risk for heart disease than those who consume less fat from milk-based foods. And this was published this week in the medical journal PLOS Medicine. So go enjoy your dairy products, and you may want to just pick which ones you may want to consume more of. You
know, ice cream.
The yogurts versus the butter. But it seems like dairy fat is good, and there still is a group of people that recommend low-fat dairy products, but after this study, and I know more recently, there are people who are even not recommending that it must be low-fat. Interesting.
Well, that's like the diets. Get all the salt, and then some salt's good for you. Get all the other fats out of your diet, you know, too much fat in this, that, or the other thing, and they never distinguish between good fats and bad fats. So I'm guessing that the fats in dairy are good fats. That's the recommendation.
That's what this study is showing. You know, you want to watch the trans fats and certain saturated fats, but it seems like the fat in dairy is good, especially yogurt and milk.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hard to find a good bottle of milk now. They process it so much, it's mostly just crap. But you can find good local dairies. Get local dairies. Raw milk's good for you, too. Okay. There's a study on sexual assault and the effect on women's brain health. I would think this would be pretty obvious, but it goes
deeper. What's obvious is that we know that it affects their mental state and it creates potential depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress. We know about that. We obviously know about the horrible harm it can have to them physically. But the news this week out of the North American Menopause Society annual meeting is that it increases their risk of stroke and dementia.
You see all of these, if you watch Law and Order SVU, you see all these stories about sexual depravity, and you think, oh, this is just television, but no, it's not. There's a real problem in our country and in the world with this kind of thing. So the more we focus on understanding what the problems may be, perhaps that helps curb the problem or people's awareness of it. Dr. Ken, questions for Dr. Ken coming right up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on questions that come in for Dr. Ken. We talk a lot about vaccines. We talk a lot about COVID vaccines. We talk a lot about some of the old vaccines that were noted took care of a lot of bacteria versus there's bacteria, there's germs, there's all sorts of things and viruses. So I remember, and I think this is a question that comes from people who seem to be very concerned about all kinds of vaccines. This is about the Ebola vaccine. Is it still used, and is it still effective? Are people still getting Ebola over in Africa or elsewhere? Didn't that go all over the world? It seems to me it's another one of those diseases that went everywhere, that everybody was all shook up about, right?
Well, it was at a time, and then it fortunately burned itself out, and then it seems to come back, unlike COVID-19, which, you know, doesn't seem to burn out. But the good news out of the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal about a week ago is that this Ebola vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's been in clinical trial was actually effective and safe in an African trial. Two doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine was shown to be safe, effective for those age one and older. So this is really great news because Ebola, which it's a virus that causes problems with clotting. It goes by the name of hemorrhagic fever virus and horribly contagious and horribly deadly. It looks like we have an effective vaccine.
Yep. Okay. Next up, being a better listener might protect your brain health. The question comes on what does it mean to be a better listener? I guess as much as anything else you listen to. I mean, I talk to people all the time. People listen to the program. But I guess the question here is, can you count on anybody to listen to you when you need to talk? If you're thinking about your brain being more resilient, it would seem to me you'd be a better listener, right? But who thinks that way is the question. But cognitive function, I guess, can, right?
Absolutely. Conversation, it requires two. It requires both listening, thinking about what you heard, and then talking. This is such a great exercise for the mind. Keeps it young, keeps it working.
Yep. Yeah. I saw among adults with high listener availability, the same amount of brain volume decline was linked with only a quarter of a year. In other words, the more you listen, the longer your brain has a good cognitive function. So listen. Remember the old thing when we were kids? Listen while you work. Oh, no, that was whistle while you work. Okay.
And then think about what you hear.
Yeah. Think about it. Okay. Here's a question about eating hot dogs. There has been some information floating around here. Every year they have that Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenge. I think it's on the 4th of July. And so this research, and this person's wondering if this can be true. The research claims that every time you eat a hot dog, it takes 35 minutes off of your life. And this is one of 5,000 foods that are health burdens. It's all sugary drinks and hot dogs and burgers and breakfast sandwiches and all that stuff. So is it true that whenever you eat any of those things, you're going to lose minutes off of your life?
Well, it depends if you believe the researchers. I believe they're at the University of Michigan, came up with this, and they were trying to contrast that if you're eating other foods.
Right. Peanut butter and jelly adds 33 minutes to your life.
Nuts add 26 minutes in their study. I have to look at that study. I saw the headline, and I'd like to see how they estimated that. That's hard. I would think
seems
very
hard. Yeah,
a stopwatch on it.
Yeah. There's research in here finding swapping 10% of your daily caloric consumption from beef and processed meats in favor of more fruits and vegetables and nuts and legumes and seafood reaps significant health benefits. That sounds like the Mediterranean diet. Isn't
it? It sounds like what we know, and it's, the key is processed, not so much meat in general, but processed meat. And that's where all the chemicals are. You know, we're talking about nitrosamines with the drugs that are being recalled. You know, that those chemicals are what's processing.
Yeah, and then if you eat or die like this, adds 48 minutes, according to the study, into your life every time you eat a meal like that. Okay, let's have dinner. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.